Curator Richard Flood talks about this piece as a great example of some of the major tensions in Tech's work.
How can I best explain this? An artist who was both intensely aware of himself and presenting himself as truthfully as possible, but was also so divided in himself that he couldn't separate the reality of Paul Tech from the fantasy of the alter egos. And his inability to resolve those two sides, I think, really was, in the end, what became his biggest problem living a life. Because he always cast himself as the anti-hero, and then he lived his life as if the world was indeed against him. Time after time, he created situations where he was experiencing intense difficulties because the standards that he set were so unrealistic in the first place. He did a number in our collection. We have a piece called Hippopotamus Poison, which was one of a series, and the overall name of the series was Technological Reliquaries. These were done at a moment when the war in Vietnam was really quite fiercely raging. Pop and minimalism were the major movements of the time, and they were both so cleaned up and so far from what was going on in the world. I mean, what was going on then seems like quite a modest kind of evil compared to what's going on now, but I mean, it was very traumatizing then. The world was ignited, and there really was an incredible, students were going to the barricades, and May Day really meant something. There were a lot of things you could get attached to, and what Paul got attached to was the anti-war movement. He became increasingly suspicious of the states and began what was going to be almost a 15-year self-exile, spent primarily between Holland and Italy. But at any rate, the point of the reliquaries was he was working with this stuff called dental moulage, which is a very quick-setting wax, mostly used for taking dental impressions. And he liked it because you had to work on it so fast. And he began creating these flesh-like pieces where one side would be the hide, the other side would be the very visceral intestines of this beast that he was presumably presenting in these glass reliquaries. And the glass reliquaries, of course, were this completely minimalist in style and design. They all looked very, very machine-tooled, but they were carrying this very raw material. And for Paul, this was very much a representation of that period, trying always to capture the worst, the scariest, the most troublesome, wrap it up and package it and, put it out like it's not a problem. It's hermetically sealed.